Well, in other property news, Domain Research, the website Domain, fantastic if you're trying to buy a house or rent a place, it's revealed discounting on rental properties has hit a high. Okay, of course, because of COVID-19, rental properties, there's discounts everywhere. Milton, heaps of discounts there. Brisbane City, if you want to live in the CBD. I'm not real keen on living in the CBD. I don't know if it's my go to live in the CBD. What do you think? I don't know. 131873. The Gold Coast saw some discounts. East Brisbane, good place. I bought my first house there when I was in my early 20s at Ashfield Street, East Brisbane. And I won't tell you what used to happen at that house when my mates came around. But Domain, senior research analyst, cracking jokes about where I used to live. Nicola Powell is on the line. How are you, Nicola? Tell me about these discounts.
Good morning. Yes, I think we're really seeing it become, or it is, a tenant's market. I think there's no capital city that has been immune from the impacts of COVID in terms of that impact on the rental market. And I think, you know, we're seeing greater competition between landlords. They are offering discounts. So really, I think any tenant out there that's looking to secure a lease, renew their lease, they really should be utilising this period of time to negotiate and pay some lower rents.
Okay, Nicola, I'm going to ask you some advice. So I want to rent a place, or I'm renting a place now and my lease is about to end, and I think, you know what, for the same price, I could probably get something way better. What tactic should I use?
Absolutely. Go and do your research. Hop onto Domain. Have a look at comparable properties to see what the going rate is. We have seen such a shift in rentals from February to May. We've seen a big jump in discounting. There seems to be pockets that are more impacted. So I think it's important to understand, are you renting in an area that has a greater impact? So you mentioned some of those areas. So Milton, 33% of the rentals in May were reduced.
So 33% were reduced. People were saying, hey, you can get it cheaper than it used to be.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Which is an astounding stat, really, for a single month. But the CBD in particular has been harder hit. One quarter of rental listings in the CBD in May were reduced. When you compare that to pre-COVID, I'll just give you a stat to compare it, only 15% of rentals in the CBD in February were discounted. So it has jumped over that period. So I think do your research, see what the going rate is currently under the current conditions, and ask. Who knows what the landlord will say? I think anybody that is a good tenant, they pay their rent, they look after the property, landlords are going to want to retain that tenant. There is a discounting war going on between landlords. It's very clear there are pocket hotspots, CBD, parts of the Gold Coast also. But I have to say, you know, overall in Brisbane, there are some areas that aren't as impacted. So kind of Brisbane North, very low levels. In Brisbane East, a fairly low level of discounting. But again, all areas in Brisbane have seen an increase in discounting from Feb to May.
Nicola, I think one of the interesting things is a lot of Airbnb places are on the market as rentals now, longer-term rentals, because obviously there's no market for Airbnb. There's no travel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got international borders closed. I mean, different things, you know, in various states, whether borders are still closed or not. There are different rules for different states. But absolutely, that it was one of the biggest things that we saw is the change of short-term leases to that long-term rental market. I think really landlords had to be agile. They were trying to get cash flow during this period. Nobody knew what was going to unravel and how long this is going to go on for. But what that means is there's definitely more choice. And also, I think, you know, when we think about areas that have a high level of student population, so CBDs tend to be those areas. We're seeing big impacts in Brisbane CBD.
Near the train stations too.
Yeah, totally. And I think, you know, international students, that tap has been turned off. And also, I think domestic students that perhaps would have been relocating, renting near their university, they won't be doing that during this period. They will be doing that remote learning that, you know, many of us we've all been doing. They'll be doing that remote learning and probably be just staying in the family home. So I think there's been a variety of different dynamics which have lessened the demand, and we've seen an increase in supply as well. So this is really working in tenants' favour at the moment.